This is Rick Rule for Sprott U.S. Media and the Sprott Vancouver Natural Resources Investment Symposium. Today I have the great pleasure of visiting with a friend of very long standing. Notice you didn't say, an old friend.
Thank you.
Brian London from the New Orleans Investment Conference and Jefferson Financial. First of all, Brian, thank you for being a platinum sponsor of our conference. Thank you for all the fine work you do with regards to the New Orleans Investment Conference, and thank you for taking some time out this morning to visit with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Rick, and I'm so glad to help you out in educating investors, because you've done the same for me over the years, so many years, as you alluded to.
So we have three things to talk about: the Sprott Conference in Vancouver, the Jefferson Conference in New Orleans, and then this cruise that we're going to do together. First of all, of course, let's start with my business before we get to your business.
Sure.
Tell me what you hope to accomplish coming to Vancouver and what you hope to contribute to the conference in terms of this education that we talk about.
Well, you know, Rick, I think we both agree that our two investment events are the best events out there. The only place where we tend to disagree is who's in first and who's in second. But that's a slight disagreement.
How about this? You have the best general investment conference in the world. Wasn't that generous of me?
That is generous. It's about as generous as I think I'll ever get out of you. But we do both have somewhat of a focus on metals and mining and resource investing. I think it's fair to say that yours is more focused on the companies, whereas mine probably takes a bit more of a generalist outlook on all the markets and some geopolitics attending that. But if anyone is a serious investor in the sector, they absolutely need to devote the time and moderate expense necessary to attend these events. You know, I've been teaching or talking to a lot of more generalist investor audiences, and in some of these events, I'm the token crazy gold bug, as it were. But their eyes light up when I show them the charts of what happened in the earlier years of this century in the resource sector. And when I show them that if we get back just to 2011 highs, that the average mining stock will quadruple in value. And, you know, these are people looking for 5% yields on their investments. And that if the average mining stock will quadruple, then can you imagine what the better mining stocks will do, or the more highly leveraged junior stocks will do? And all of this said, as much as their eyes light up, I give them the hard caveat that this is a very speculative area. You absolutely have to educate yourself in the area, have to spend the money to subscribe to the few really good newsletters out there, and a few really good conferences out there. You need to be able to talk to these companies, to the management teams. You need to know what questions to ask them, and you need to learn from the people who have some experience over quite a few cycles in the sector. But if you devote that time, then really extraordinary rewards can be had.
Well, I think those are really invaluable comments. The truth is that both conferences have existed for many, many, many years. Yours for over 30 years, ours for over 25 years, and they have existed for that long because they have delivered value to investors and speculators. That's why they've lived. The fact that these conferences have thrived in a sector where the equity indexes have declined by 80% is extraordinary. And as you say, these declines are precisely where the opportunity is. The nature of the business that we're both in, Brian, has been that bear markets are, in fact, the authors of bull markets. And one would suggest that the depth of this bear market will generate a spectacular bull market. And it's very important, as you say, that in addition to investing treasure, that people invest time understanding the sector so that they are able to capitalize on this bull market. And people forget, in the face of an 80% decline in equity indexes, that makes the sector precisely four times as valuable as it was in the bull market when we felt better about things. As you suggest, our own conference is very much exhibitor and geology and engineering focused. And I think you do a much better job in your conference on the big picture and markets. So I would suggest to people who are really seriously interested in the sector that they consider strongly attending both. You will note that every event that we're going to talk about in this call, you can get more information on in the links that are appended to this below. Our own conference is in Vancouver, British Columbia. It commences on July 30th and runs through August 2nd in the lovely city of Vancouver, British Columbia. We will feature something like 80 public company exhibitors. Interestingly, each of the public company exhibitors are owned in Sprott managed accounts. Sadly, that doesn't guarantee that every stock goes up, but it certainly guarantees that we have vetted every exhibitor. As Brian suggests, our speakers roster is weighted heavily towards people who are interested in geology, engineering, or financial analysis associated with the issuers. So, Brian, why don't you tell us some of the high points of the New Orleans Investment Conference, since it's your baby. What are you offering investors this year? Why should people come?
Well, we do, as you said, as you indicated, we do focus on some of the bigger picture issues. We talk about geopolitics. You know, we have a longstanding reputation for bringing in people like Ayn Rand, Margaret Thatcher, Milton Friedman, real giants of recent history in the fields of geopolitics and in economics. So we look at the big picture, and we have some lively debates with some very interesting people. And then we look at the individual markets, and we drill down. We do always have that focus on metals and mining because we were the conference that was launched to teach people about how to invest in gold after Jim Blanchard basically got gold legalized in the early 1970s. So we've always had that constant theme of free mines, free markets, sound money, and how to profit on all of the trends that tend to run counter to that, and how to protect yourself. So yes, we will focus on that again. And over 4 days, you'll get the advice of the top experts in these sectors, as well as your event, too. And you're going to hear from the people who have been through cycles, who have kind of an inside track on what the best deals and opportunities out there are at this point in time, and how to kind of divorce yourself from the emotions of those cycles and use them to your benefit. You know, we are at the bottom of one of these cycles right now, and I think it's you found, and as I found at my event, that although at the bottom of these markets, the attendance at our events may decline a bit, it really distills itself to the smarter investors at these times. And one of the real benefits of our events is being able to talk to really smart people who kind of come out of the woodwork at the bottoms of these markets and actually start buying. These are the people you need to learn from, and they're all around you at these events.
You know, Brian, that's a great point. You attend a conference where there are several hundred wealthy and sophisticated investors. And the idea that all of the knowledge in the room emanates from the dais and is spread to the masses is ridiculous.
Right.
The truth is that the combined knowledge, when you combine the speakers, the exhibitors, and the attendees, turns out to be worth a lot. It just really, truly is worth a lot. Dealing with your peers, getting to know your peers, mm-hmm. and comparing notes with other people who are there for the same purpose and have great experience is a real benefit to these conferences. Let's not move on from New Orleans for a second. I want to add, which we forgot to say, that, you know, it's possible to have a good time in New Orleans. My wife has shown a certain mastery with regards to that. But I'd like you, because that's in effect free, to tell me, if you can, something about the keynote speakers that you're going to have this year. I know your speaking budget always scares the hell out of me. So tell me what you're paying for and who you're getting.
Well, we're still working on that. We have some big name speakers we're still working on, but you know, we've got the Steve Moore, who had one foot in the door for the Fed Reserve Board before he was unceremoniously kicked out that door. We've just invited Judy Shelton again, who is the next person, I believe, to have one foot in the door, and we'll see if she can make it in. We've got Dennis Gartman, we've got Peter Schiff, we've got you, of course, and the list goes on and on. Doug Casey, again, will be there to delight and enrage our audience, delighting half the audience and enraging the other half, as he's wont to do. And a vast array of newsletter writers who will cover everything from the mining and metals to disruptive technologies like artificial intelligence to the cannabis market. Really everything out there for a interested and active speculative investor who wants to do his homework.
Now let's move on to a different conference venue that you've been involved in for about a decade. You and I and our spouses are going to be part of an investment cruise. Could you tell us about that, too?
Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting thing. You've become a regular on these cruises, which I'm grateful for. And I remember that when I invited you for the first one, I guess it was about 5 years ago or so, you were very hesitant because you'd really are not a cruise person. You're more into adventure travel, and you'd heard so many different things, bad things about cruises. And I assured you that this one's different. We're on the 5-star Crystal Cruise Line, and the service is just extraordinary. The culture of service is something that has to be experienced to be believed. And after your first one, I don't think you had a choice in not signing up any subsequent ones. After Bonnie assured you that you would be invited to the next one, and assured me that I had to invite you to the next one, and the one after that, and the one after that. But it really is a remarkable experience to rub elbows and socialize with top experts in the sectors, with a really exclusive high-end group of investors who obviously are very serious about the sector and knowledgeable, because they're spending a good bit of money to dedicate a vacation to learn more about the sector. And the opportunity to talk to these really accomplished investors and the speakers in a very relaxed session over more than a week is exceptional. You know, we have not, since our last cruise in the summer of 2018, we have not had a very good market for metals and mining. Yet I'm just looking over some of my picks since then, and because we were able to focus on some exploration plays at the time, I see one of my picks has gone up as much as 8 times in value since that summer. So that's the kinds of insights you can get from these events. Now this year we'll have you, we'll have Marianne and Pamela Aiden, we'll have Mike Larson and myself. And that really covers the spectrum. We'll have some generalists who are some of the smartest people out there covering all of the markets. And we'll have you and I covering the resource sector in very great detail. What are our best strategies? And frankly, some of the stocks that we're investing in right now.
Brian, I can certainly say I was skeptical about the cruises. I'd never been on a cruise, and the idea of being in a sort of a prison, a floating prison with a bunch of old folks, wasn't attractive to me. And I was wrong. The Crystal Serenity is an amazing, amazing experience. And the ability to talk about economics and about investing, in other words, having some intellectual input while you're on a vacation, I found to be extraordinary. As you say, you were wise enough not to invite me, but rather to suggest to my wife that she cause me to come. which is very bright. It guarantees my participation 100%, and I would encourage anybody listening to this call to think about the fact that you get an economic advantage out of a wonderful vacation. Tell us the dates of this cruise, and tell us where we're going to cruise from and to.
Well, the dates are, I'm looking them up as we talk, they're December 6th to December 14th, 2019, this year. And the we picked an itinerary that really covers all of the jewels of the Western Caribbean, all the best spots that I think someone should visit. We hit St. Thomas, St. Barts, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Tortola, and end up in San Juan, Puerto Rico, originally out of Fort Lauderdale. So it's a wonderful itinerary, gives us some incredible ports to visit and enjoy, but also some valuable sea days where we can socialize, mingle, and have our seminars.
Well, I certainly hope, Brian, that the people listening to this call avail themselves to all of these opportunities. It's possible to make some money and have some fun in Vancouver, in New Orleans, and certainly in the Caribbean. And I'm delighted to be in your company for all three events. I'd like to close again by saying thank you on behalf of the Sprott organization for all of the work that you do at our conference and all of the work you do at your conference, and thank you on behalf of my wife for putting together the opportunity to host some fine folks in the Caribbean. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. Glad to be a part of it all.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.